T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
And now, the top five at five.
And five, four, three, two, one.
Hit it.
Five.
All right, at number five here today, Eric Gilbert, the tight end, the Florida Gator tight end, the LSU Tiger tight end, announced yesterday via Twitter that he is not going to be a Florida Gator at all. He's not going to be a Florida Gator at all. The former five-star LSU tight end took to Twitter and said that I have decided to decommit from the University of Florida and re-enter the portal. I will not be announcing my final decision until I am rolled into school and on campus. I knew that your scholarship in today's day and age is unbinding. I knew that. I didn't really realize that once you made a decision in the transfer portal, that also is unbinding. At any point in society, do we have the right to hold people to their word at all anymore? You know, Eric Gilbert, five-star tight end, committed to the University of Florida. He was going to be the replacement for Kyle Pitts, and I'm guessing what happened is he looked at the fact that Kyle Trask was no longer going to be there at quarterback, and he said, I don't trust Emory Jones's ability to get me into the NFL. I don't trust that. But you already committed to the University of Florida. Where are we as a society in terms of commitment these days? You know, and can we just create a rule that if you commit to a school out of the transfer portal, that you actually have to play at that school? Did you guys even know that you could commit to a school and, you know, the school's planning their roster and so forth with you in it as a starter and then decide again, hey, guess what? I entered the transfer portal once. I mean, shouldn't you have a maximum number of transfers allowed? Should you know, or one a year max? Not allowed to transfer twice in a year? I don't get it. I just don't get it. You might say I'm sore about this because he committed to my school and then backed out. And you'd be right. You'd be right. But believe you me, I feel the same about this for everybody. And I just think it's kind of hooey, you know? If it's this easy just to peace out, you're gonna have guys transferring when their coach yelled at them. You know? Now I'm not playing for you anymore, man. You ticked me off. Just doesn't make any sense to me. It doesn't make any sense at all. Next up.
Four.
All right, at number four today. Kudos, tip of the cap to the South Carolina Gamecocks for winning not one, but two baseball games over the Clemson Tigers over the weekend, both in walk-off fashion. Wes Clark of the Gamecocks has now been named back-to-back weeks the National Player of the Year. Kids batting over 600 right now. Huge wins for South Carolina in this series. The Gamecocks came in ranked number 16. Tigers came in ranked number 22. The action in Fluor Field was awesome. I was seeing some pictures from that event. Looked like an unbelievable event to be a part of. And we played two of these games. The third game will be replayed, I'm told, in May. So big ups to the Gamecocks for getting two very, very key wins over great opposition in Clemson. Did some service to this rivalry. And as somebody in me who doesn't have skin in the game, I'm glad. I'm happy to see South Carolina get a tally on the board here. Next up.
Three.
Darian Kendrick, star cornerback. I say star in air quotes. More on that in just a minute. Is no longer a member of the Clemson Tigers football team. You do a little digging on this, and you don't want to speculate, but you do a little digging, and what you hear is that he has fallen short of meeting the standard for behavior on the Clemson Tigers football team. And he's fallen short before, and that what I was told is that he again fell short in the same areas where he has fallen short previously. So whatever he did to be disciplined last year in 2020, he's kept doing that thing, right? And it got to the point where Dabo said, enough is enough is enough, because Clemson is all class, because Clemson is all about family. The way you hear about this is simply in the most classy of ways, right? Darian Kendrick is no longer going to be a part of this football team. If you would allow me to speak about Darian Kendrick in purely a football sense for a moment, if you will. This guy made the biggest financial mistake of anybody I've ever heard. For some unknown reason, Darian Kendrick was a projected first-round pick in the draft this year. He decided to come back to school, and now he's kicked off the team. You tell me where he'd be drafted today. Like, let's say, okay, you know what? I'm going to go to the NFL now. I've been kicked off of Clemson. I'm going to go to the NFL. How far has his stock fallen? How many millions has he lost? Has he fallen to a fourth-round pick from a first-round pick? A fifth-round pick to a sixth-round pick? To a first-round pick? A sixth-round pick from a first-round pick? You tell me. I mean, he's having a precipitous fall here, and it's warranted. You know, whenever I give you guys the examples of things that people love that I don't really get, I always say two things, Seinfeld and sushi. Never really got Seinfeld. Don't get sushi at all. It's not that I haven't had the right kind. It all sucks. It's raw fish. I'm never going to like it, right? I've never gotten the hype surrounding Darian Kendrick. Ah, but Mark Ryan, he's a five-star athlete who sucks playing football. You guys watched the playoff game, right? Do you want to know who was getting cooked for dinner over and over and over again? Folks, you could take Darian Kendrick out of the oven. He's done. He was done in that game. And I'm like, first round pick my ass. I mean, he was awful. He was literally awful. And he got cooked a lot last year. Take it from someone who watched every game, most of them multiple times, rewatched the games. He was awful. And yet he was a projected first round pick for some unknown reason, man. I don't get it. I wish the kid well. You know, in our politically correct culture, you're not allowed to be critical of anybody. Certainly anybody under the age of like 31. But he let himself down. He let his teammates down. He mentally checked out halfway through last season. And this guy should be closer to being undrafted than he should be a first round pick. I don't get it. I don't get it. Darian, rooting for you to turn your life around. But today, son, you take your lickings here on Offsides. Next up.
Two.
At number two. Why, JJ, why? I don't quite understand this at all. JJ Watt is signing with the Arizona Cardinals. 2 years, $31 million. 2 years, $31 million is the price tag to get JJ Watt. Do you know that Arizona, and this is why I don't get the decision. I thought J.J. Watt was going to be Green Bay bound. Evidently, it came down to Arizona and Buffalo. The Cardinals have the worst odds to win the NFC West. Another way of saying that is Vegas thinks the Cardinals are by far the worst team in the best division in football. To win $100, you win $170 bucks if you bet $100 on the Rams to win the NFC West. You win $195 bucks if you bet $100 on the Niners. You win $260 for a $100 bet on the Seattle Seahawks, and you win $700 on a $100 bet if you take the Arizona Cardinals to win the NFC West. Folks, that is my friends, the best division in football, and I can't figure out why J.J. Watt made the decision he did. Close to DeAndre Hopkins, perhaps. Lifestyle, desert, warmth, perhaps. I don't fully get it, though. All he said was, source, colon, me. And he was wearing an Arizona Cardinals shirt. 2 years, $31 million for J.J. Watt. Did they offer significantly more than anybody else did? He joins Chandler Jones to form a formidable defensive line in the desert. And Kyler Murray has taken to social media and posted a picture. He and J.J. Watt when he was a senior in high school. Pretty cool. Pretty cool to say the least. And finally.
One.
This, I think, is so juicy. South Carolina today announced the launch of a new program aimed at getting fans back into Willie B. It's called the Welcome Home Campaign, and it'll feature throwback pricing for Gamecock football season tickets. They're going to give you the 2010 price tag of $320 plus applicable seat donation fee. You get full seats to go see the Gamecocks this year, a full season ticket package for $320 plus applicable seat donation. The special one-year price of $320 for the season coming as a nod to the ticket price in 2010, the last year of head coach Shane Beamer's first stop in Columbia. This from Ray Tanner. If we continue to stay diligent, hopefully we can have football this fall, fill up the stadiums, and enjoy all the game day traditions we are accustomed to having, said athletics director Ray Tanner. Our team has worked hard to come up with ticket pricing plans that will try and get you back. There is nothing like game day at Williams-Brice. Gamecock Walk 2001, Sandstorm, cheering on the Gamecocks. I hope to see you on these special Saturdays in the fall. The promotional pricing is available for both new and renewal accounts. Due to the ongoing financial challenges, donors have the option of turning the discounted amount into a donation to benefit the Resilience Fund. So my question for you guys is simply this. How much would you pay for Gamecock season tickets? Shane Beamer year one, how much would you pay? Does this get you in the door? Does $320 get you in the door for season tickets for the Gamecocks? Would you pay more than that? Would you not be willing to pay that? Or would they have to pay you to go to Gamecock games this year?